This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNet Speed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And as usual and customary, we have some great news here to talk about as far as technology goes. And we've got to Matt play something for you. So that's pretty cool, right? And so, Dennis, why are we playing this?
Well, we're playing this because that is a completely new piece of music.
Yep.
But it was actually started to be composed a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. That is a computer reconstructed version of Beethoven's 10th Symphony, which he never completed. Matter of fact, he barely did anything on it.
Right.
He essentially left behind some notes. He fell ill before he could really do any substantial work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of speculation about how this was going to play.
Right.
Once he actually finished it. But artificial intelligence did it. And I have an article here about it. It's from the Smithsonian Mag.
Yeah.
And it's written by the head of the computer project.
Mm-hmm.
It discusses what they did to try to authenticate the AI process that they developed. They took it and applied it to other works that Beethoven had completed.
Mm-hmm.
And then had experts listen to the AI generated version versus the actual, you know, truly composed version that Beethoven had. And the experts said, oh, yeah, that's it right there. So then they applied the same logic to the notes from that are all we have of the 10th Symphony.
Yeah.
And they were able to generate it.
Beethoven is probably dancing in his grave or rolling over. We don't know.
Who knows?
But either way, it's pretty cool. I mean, just the thing about all the lost artists, you know, it used to be name that tune in two notes. Now you can make that tune in two notes, right? So maybe we could do some new Michael Jackson. Maybe we could apply some, you know, all these lost artists, you know, if they have any notes, I mean, they'll let the computer create the new music. It's pretty cool, Dennis.
Well, yeah, and they were even talking about how the basis of the whole composition was four notes. That, if you remember, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is based on a four-note sequence.
There you go.
So it isn't unrealistic to decide that you can use AI to take four notes and expand it into an entire work,
right,
when you already know that somebody who is probably the best composer who ever lived did that already.
Yep.
So
you've got the math. You've got the formula.
It's a perfectly valid approach to composition.
Mm-hmm.
You're just having a computer do it instead of a human being.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, music is very mathematical. So why not? It works out perfectly. So that's kind of neat. In other news, the U.S. school districts are blaming Amazon for the nationwide school bus driver shortage.
Hmm.
So education administrators in numbers of U.S. states are struggling to get children to school as they claim their bus drivers are being poached online by Amazon. Districts including Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey have all stated that the gargantuan e-tailer's seemingly endless hunger for delivery drivers and correspondingly the hiring practices and policies have contributed to a national shortage of school bus drivers. Not to mention, of course, the other issues as far as the mandates that are going to make people not hit drive the buses. So you got a big mess going on out there. And I've talked about Amazon's delivery technologies for years. I mean, you can sit at your house and you can have 15 delivery trucks coming up and down your street.
Mm-hmm.
How is this more efficient? I mean, how is it green to have, you know, an Amazon truck stop by my house to drop off a pliers? I mean, how does that make any sense? I mean, they're making good money. They're making more money than bus drivers running around dropping off boxes at our houses.
Mm-hmm.
But it's contributing. So again, anything disruptive like Amazon is really disrupting things, especially when we have the shortages we have right now with people as it is who aren't working or whatever, or jumping on the Amazon bandwagon. So interesting that they can't do anything about it. Of course, now we may have to pay bus drivers more as communities, which means our pliers were cheap, but our school budgets are high.
Right. So
where's the savings?
You paid 98 cents for that pair of pliers, but now you're going to pay more
in
every
taxes.
Year in your property taxes.
For the bus drivers.
Yeah.
Ooh. Thanks, Amazon. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that, obviously. What else you got going on?
Well, the FCC is still dealing with the problem of robocalls.
Of course.
Now, everybody probably out there is thinking that they haven't really done much about it.
Mm-hmm.
They have. They've done some things so far.
Yeah.
They've lined up the major carriers to try to block them,
mm-hmm.
Which is only just, it only goes so far. They've come up with some interesting additional telephonic switching standards that basically cut some operators out of the system now.
They're geofencing them right now.
Right. And they now have to have a different kind of interconnect with the regular telephone system.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the robocall, you know, the scamming robocallers are not able to meet those standards and they can't get into the phone system.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still a loophole that was allowing them to get in, which was using small gateway providers that would tunnel calls from foreign countries mm-hmm. into the United States phone system.
Gotcha.
Now those gateway providers have to be watchdogs for that.
Okay.
And they're going to have to, you know, clamp down on that. So hopefully you will get a few less robocalls than you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I've been getting a ton of them over the last couple months.
I use the Google Assistant on my Pixel device, and oh, it's beautiful. It basically is my assistant and answers the call. So I don't have to take any calls from fake people.
Well, isn't that nice?
It is nice. I highly recommend turning it on.
Okay.
I highly recommend turning it on. It's a great feature. So in other news, you guys on Apple devices finding your battery's being drained and you happen to be a Spotify user? Well, I guess following a flood of reports and complaints, Spotify has acknowledged that its app may be causing excessive battery drain and overheating issues on iOS 14.8 and the latest iOS 15. They're going to update and promising a fix in the not-so-distant future. So, again, this is an issue with anything out there when it comes to applications, right? Your phone is the operating system, and then the app is just hammering it. for resources, whether it needs to or not. In this case, it's causing a major battery drain.
Well, can I ask just a very simple question?
Yeah.
Why isn't the operating system of the phone doing a better job
right.
of keeping those apps in line and maybe be nice and detect this right. strange activity mm-hmm. and say, wait a minute, this doesn't seem normal to me. This is just a music playing app. It shouldn't be hammering the internet like this.
Right.
And I'm going to cut it off.
So, right. You'd wonder, right? But then you think back, well, hang on a minute now. So if Apple was interested in that, they're more interested in having you replace your phone, right?
Oh,
so if you happen to notice it acting slow or not charging so much, is that in their best interest to really make it better for you? Or is it in their best interest to have you say, geez, maybe I need a new phone?
I mean, I think we all know the answer to that, so I'll yeah. just leave that alone.
They're already being sued for throttling your battery life for past phones. So I would contend right. it's a corporate approach. that's just me. But yes, you would think that there'd be better ways to deal with this on our devices so that apps can't go and do this to our systems. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm sure Apple's working feverishly to fix that.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Oh, speaking of apps on phones, mm-hmm. there is a campaign to deliver apps to the Google Play market for Android.
Yeah.
That had malicious payloads in them.
Oh, yeah.
And this was an organized campaign to generate these apps, get them into the market.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them ended up being pulled at different points, but they were able to successfully get this collection of apps to over 10 million Android devices worldwide.
Yep.
And some of these apps are not really, at least by name, they don't appear scammy. One of them is Handy Translator Pro.
Yes.
I mean, does that sound like a scammy app to you? It doesn't to me.
No.
There's probably legitimate ones in there that have similar names.
Right. But I guess the moment you worked with that app, it would then try to sell you a service that would yes. hit a credit card.
Right. And it would also display, the app would display web pages that are geared toward you based on your geolocation.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of
scammy things. And it
yeah.
was generating a lot of money because people somehow were being tricked into putting their credit cards in and allowing it to bill against your account.
Right.
And if you forget about it.
Well, it just keeps pulling that out every month, right?
Every month.
Because everything is a subscription now. You don't just buy anything anymore.
Don't get me started there, Dennis. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We have three lines open for you on this gorgeous Saturday morning. I understand it's out there. It's beautiful. If you're at you're doing the Apple Harvest 5K in Southington, obviously you can't call in. I understand that. But feel free to get online if you're not. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We have three lines wide open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So speaking of concerns.
Oh.
So I got scammed.
No.
It happens to everybody.
Now, say it ain't so.
Hey, man, I'm a highly trained technology professional. We even eat our own cat food at Tab. We do our security awareness training that we recommend to our customers as well.
Absolutely.
So I'll tell you what happened so you guys can be aware of it. It's clear. So we're trying to get rid of some old kid furniture on Facebook Marketplace. All right. So I put a picture of a desk out there. And, it's my son's birthday. We're about to head out to go to dinner. And I get a hit right away. Hey, this is Veronica. I'm interested in the desk. Oh, great. So I'm sitting there as the kids are kind of getting ready to go. And I respond back in the Messenger app. Yeah, sure. It's available still. I just put it out there. So clearly it's still available.
Uh-huh.
She goes, oh, okay. So just so I know this isn't a scam, can I send you a code that you can then verify back to me? Now, I've never used Facebook Marketplace, right? So I'm a ding-dong, getting ready to go, a long day at work, all right? And take the kids out to dinner for my son's birthday. So I go ahead and say, this must be a thing, right? I don't know. I don't sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace. So I'm just a regular guy sitting there with a phone starting to get scammed, right? So she sends over this code and she goes, I'm going to send you a code. What's your phone number? And that's fine. I wanted her to have my number because I wanted her to buy my desk, right? So I give her the phone number. And then I get this code on my phone. And it's a Google code. And so I'm like, okay. So this is some sort of way to verify that I am. But of course, I'm an idiot, right? I'm already. She's already got me. I've not thought this through. And the Google warning that is sent to me is, don't share this with anybody. Google even says this, right? Of course, I ignore it because I'm a human, right? I've had all the security, all the training, I've done everything, right? So I go ahead and give her the code. And then she says, well, I didn't get it. Can you give me some other numbers? Now, that started to set off a bell, right? Because I'm like, well, I know I gave it to you, right? So I gave you the code that sent over. She wants other numbers so that she can... The idea here, what's happening is she's trying to set up a Google Voice account using my phone number.
Oh.
Okay. And the research I did, it's not anything I have to really worry about. It's like it's an access thing for her to do some nefarious thing with the next step using my Google Voice number to do something else nefarious. Google says if you go ahead and check your number and it's not being used anywhere, you're fine. But I fell for this, even though they told me in the text, don't give this to anyone.
No.
So the moral of the story is really, because trust me, it bothered me. My wife's like, what's the matter? We're at dinner. I got burned. I couldn't take the time to research it because we're at my son's birthday, right? So I don't want to. And but it wasn't a big deal. But it could have been, right?
Yeah.
The moral of the story is this. If I can get it tricked, really anybody can. And
true.
At Tab, what we're finding with our business clients, and we support hundreds and hundreds of small businesses in Connecticut. There's 8,000 plus seats in our footprint of support. You're constantly being hit, right, with tricks like this. And it's not necessarily because you've done something. It's just because you happen to be on the website as the controller. You said you're the controller. You're the guy that writes the checks. You're the president. You're the guy that makes the decisions. So the scammers see that because you've told them who to target on your website. You might even dutifully give them your email address as part of your website. And you're just part of a phishing campaign or just a... They chuck out these emails and hope you fall for it. That's why it's called phishing. They're hoping they get a bite, right? Because of whatever scenario they're trying to hit you with. And if you don't have security awareness training happening for your people, you would not believe the things people click on and they get tricked by. Whether it be an email saying, thank you for your order. You are such and such. System for $2,000 will be on its way. Click here for more information or click here for your receipt. Click there for your receipt. Guess what happens?
Oh, no.
Right? You don't see what happens, but something happens.
Oh, yeah. It happens all right.
Right.
You find out about it maybe the next day or a couple days later.
Right. And so, of course, if you've had security awareness training, you may not be as apt to do it. Now, the technologies that we put in place for our clients is multi-layered, right? We have all sorts of different layers of technologies that are hopefully going to block these things, whether it be mail defense technologies where the email won't get to them in the first place.
Right.
We've got web defense technologies where the link won't be allowed in the first place.
Right.
We've got MDR and EDR technologies in place where if you happen, and even antivirus in place, where if you happen to click on the tool, because the tool that they, that little invoice... It may not look like a virus to the virus software.
Right.
It looks like a little macro that is part of Microsoft's lovely system.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Right. So you need EDR and MDR technology to then keep an eye on your computer and say, hey, wait a minute. Dennis just clicked on something, and now it's deciding to go over to Eric's computer. Why would that be?
Ooh.
That doesn't make any sense. Well, Microsoft allows it because it's part of how the system works.
Right.
And the MDR, EDR technology is going to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm shutting this down. Mm-hmm. So... You, the human, are the last line of defense to prevent it in the first place.
Correct.
And security awareness training should be something you consider for your business, whether it's from Tab or from whoever you're using.
Right.
The key is you got to keep being trained. Because, again, I'm still mad at myself for falling for this. But I figured I'll bring it up to you guys because... That's what happens.
That's a scenario that I have never heard of before. So
I'll put the link up to what it is, the Google Voice scam. And so you can read about it and be aware of it. If you're putting things up on Marketplace or Craigslist or any of these places, the scammers are trying to steal your actual real phone number, but they don't take it away from you. They just try to make a Google Voice out of it.
Oh, wow.
To do something else.
Correct.
So who knows? These guys got plenty of time on their hands, so I figured I'd bring this up. So we got three lines open this morning. Feel free to get online. We're going to go over to the news, but get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you have a story about you're being scammed, that can help people to maybe make them aware of not being scammed, because it is October and Security Awareness Month, right? Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's the only month you should be aware of. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. If you'd like to talk about how you've been scammed. I mean, I'm not perfect. Everyone's out there making mistakes, you know. And I figure if I can let you guys know how I made a mistake. We did put a link up there. I actually gave a link for Google's, right from Google's site, kind of describing the scenario. And there'll be more scams for us to have.
Oh,
trust me.
Oh, yes.
Plenty of them out there. So let's get to your calls, though. You've been nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Steve was there first. And sorry, Steve, for having to tell my story before picking you up. So I hope you understand.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
Well, I called last week, and I had a problem getting into my computer.
Okay.
And you told me to, you eventually got me into a safe mode. And I tried a system repair on it.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Right.
That didn't work.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So I went back and tried to do a restore point.
Yep.
And a message I got was they couldn't extract the original copy of the directory.
Right.
So I was going to go back and try something else. But the system restarted for some... I did something, and it started normally.
Oh.
That, well... That was okay for a while, but it had an update waiting in the wings, so eventually I was going to have to do that, so I did it.
Oh, you did? Why, Steve? Everything was going so well. What were you thinking?
I had to. If I was going to turn it off, it was going to do that.
Oh.
I was stuck. I didn't want to do it, but I had to.
All right.
So I'm back where I was.
Oh,
oh no.
Now, using your
approach
is not going into safe mode.
Unbelievable. You can't get safe mode should still work by just, as I call it, button smashing F8 on the boot up. You should be able to get into safe.
When I keep doing that, it just goes right on and starts up.
But
I tried that two or three times.
So when you say it starts up, it still won't start up all the way.
Right. I get to the screen where it gives the time and date, and then just rotates between that and the blank.
Oh, so you're actually getting to the logon screen, but it doesn't proceed from there.
You can't hit enter. You can't hit enter and then have it come up and ask you.
No, not that. It doesn't respond to anything after that.
Okay,
man, it's Microsoft. See, this is Microsoft. We actually had them working,
right?
And Microsoft said, "Well, you know what, Steve? Now that you're working, I wonder how fast I can break that system by updating it. How fast can I do this for you? Thanks, Microsoft."
Looking at that update, I kept avoiding it for a couple of days. I said, it's just going to do it eventually.
No, we could have told you. If you had waited until Saturday, we could have told you how to tell it not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have ways to delay them. Maybe not. Maybe
it
not.
Already wasn't delay, but it was getting to the end of the...
Well, we can reset
reset your delay to 30 days at any given point.
Right.
So if you keep being vigilant about it and going in to the controls and keep adding to the days that you've already delayed it, you can perpetually prevent it from
updating.
So
here's the question, Steve. We can't you're saying we can't get you into safe mode. I mean, there should be a way to get you into safe mode.
Okay.
And that should be that F8. Is there another method to get into safe mode that I'm not thinking of, Dennis? You do a lot of this every day.
Well, there is the where you allow it to start to power up, and in the middle of loading Windows, you hard shut down.
Oh, you're crashing.
You let it. You purposely crash it during
a power
Windows
up.
Boot.
And that's how you got to do it a couple
times.
You do it
three times.
I just did that before I called you.
You did that three times and that still didn't work?
No, it didn't work.
Wow, man, you don't, can't get into safe mode. That's pretty interesting.
Well, I wonder if the operating system is so corrupted that it's not capable of booting to safe mode, which is possible. Or there could be a problem with the drive partition or the drive itself.
How old is this machine?
That's triggering that.
Earlier this year.
Oh, what a shame.
Here's a question. Is it still under warranty?
Well, I don't know if how long the warranty is.
One-year minimum, usually.
It must be, then.
All right. So you could always decide to bring it on back to where you got it or try to get assistance from the manufacturer to see what they can do here.
Yeah, I may end up doing that at this point.
Yeah, I think that's probably your best bet. If you can't cleanly get into safe mode.
Or uglily, the crashing.
Well,
in any manner, yeah, I would say you probably need to get the manufacturer's help.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if the drive may be defective. At this point, I'm thinking there could be hardware problems.
Is there any data on there, Steve?
Or bad RAM.
Well, actually, all the data's on a different drive.
Good news. You win.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Gold star.
So you could take that drive out and maybe RMA it separately and have them send you a drive. RMA is just getting a return material authorization and swap it out that way or have the manufacturer do it for you. So that's good.
Well, I bought it locally. I think I'd just take it there. And
You tell them you've done everything you can.
It's a repair shop anyway, so
we'll
see what happens.
I bet you it's under warranty. They should have at least a one-year warranty, I would hope. If they don't have a one-year warranty, then you should think twice using it.
Okay. Well, it's an HP, so.
Yeah. All right. I bet you it does then.
Okay.
Yeah, very well.
Steve. I wish we could give you another way, but you've tried all of our tricks. There aren't any other tricks that we're aware of.
And the problem is that I think there's an underlying issue that means that any other given trick that we give you is just going to bust again later. So
you're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck, Steve.
Thanks for your help.
Our pleasure.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. Right. What a shame.
Yeah.
And he knew it, too. He's like, I know if I do this update, it's good. Welcome to our world, Steve. It's Microsoft. It's a love-hate relationship. Let's go to Ron in West Hartford next. What's happening, Ron?
Hi. So I think I've got a problem similar to what your last caller has on his Windows machine, but I have a Pixel Chromebook, maybe 3 or 4 years old. It's got two login identities, one for me and one for my wife. Mm-hmm. And my wife was on the internet a while back, and she got a virus or a bug where it locked up the machine and it displayed a warning, not to turn off the machine. And it asked me to call a Microsoft help desk. Which I know is bogus.
Good.
Very good.
Android.
Android. Microsoft is not going to help you.
No, yeah, not an Android.
No.
Good.
No,
good.
I recognize this as a scam.
Good.
But I'm having trouble now with a strategy for getting rid of it.
It should be kind of easy. I'm thinking, and maybe I'm wrong because Dennis might have another thought, but you should be able to clear the browser cache. This is a browser hijack.
Right.
And Chrome is basically a browser operating system. So you should be able to clear that cache in your browser, which is hijacking that page to do what it's trying to do. That's my feeling. What do you think, Dennis?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
It's just what's happening is Chrome is just pulling up the last page that it had when it stopped.
Right.
And that is just the scare page
that's
trying to make you call that phone number. That's the goal there, is to get you to dial that number.
Right.
So what we need to do is to reset your, we need to purge the cache and change your homepage settings. And we can
put a link up there.
We can put
a
link
up to those directions.
Yeah. I would appreciate that because I try to reboot the machine, and it comes under her identity. It comes right back, so it's not like I can just go into Chrome settings or clear the cache that easily. It's I'm blocked from doing that.
Yep. Well, there should be a way around getting around that. It's interesting that the Microsoft bug is trying to that could even operate on a Chromebook. But there should be a couple of steps. It shouldn't be a big deal here because it's just a browser operating system that you need to take care of. It actually.
Do you, Do you think if I removed my wife's identity on her login, if I remove that login,
you kill the whole login, it won't come up again. Yes.
Well,
but that's going to be harsh.
I think he's onto something. I think you can remove the profile from the Chromebook and then add it back.
That'll work.
Because
then add it back afterwards.
And right, I think that might be probably the quickest, easiest way to get this resolved.
Yeah, but any other...
Yeah, because this bug does not appear on my login.
Right,
but right.
That's running clean and easy.
Right. So, yeah, the only issue is if there's any kind of configurations she had on there may have to be manually put back. But, again, that's not a big deal.
So much of it is in the cloud, you know, her bookmarks and her contacts and her documents.
Yeah, you're right. All of that is stored with their servers. So... Yeah. All of that will come back down once she's logged back in and her profile is recreated.
The only thing that comes to mind, though, is could the backup of the bad profile be backed up? Because if you don't clear it and you leave it and resync, it'll come back.
What you may have to do is to prevent when she logs in, if it provides a dialogue asking you what you want to sync, tell it not to sync everything and make sure that you do not sync the history, but everything else. I mean, there's going to be like a list of like 10 or 12 things that it will sync, okay? One of them would be the browsing history, and that you would want to turn off.
And again, we do have a link already. Mike G found a great link here as far as recovering from a malicious site attack on a Chromebook. You can follow those options as well if you wanted to, try that before you blew away the other one. Because sometimes fighting the synchronization is a problem.
Right.
Right? You're fighting the tool that's trying to help you, but it's putting back the bad face every time you...
Do you think that I can add her in as a third identity and add her in first and then go back and delete the old identity?
You could. You could create a wife new versus wife old. Yeah. She may not appreciate the label. but new wife versus old wife. But you could maybe rename the profile after you're done.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's another option, yeah.
Second wife, don't do that.
I've been with wife one for 50 years, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Congratulations!
Well, congratulations!
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Good
okay.
Job.
Very good, guys. I'll check out that link. Thank you very much for your help.
Our pleasure. Good luck.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye bye. Now again, so somehow his wife got tricked into loading that page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have OpenDNS running on your network,
that'll save you a lot of trouble right there.
It might have prevented that delivery of that malicious page. It might have. It's not 100%, but it's a pretty good product. It's free. You got to configure it on your firewall. I've talked about it ad nauseum. So those types of layered securities you can add to your own network is a good thing. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. Two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you missed a show, they are podcast, so you can subscribe to our podcast over at WTIC.com. And we'll be in your phones because you asked for it. Let's go to Ed in Wallingford next. What's happening, Ed?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Look, I got a question concerning virus programs.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I have McAfee on mine. It expires in December, and they're sending me all kinds of renewal stuff.
Oh, sure they are.
Oh, of course. And they want $100 for a year.
Ooh, that's pricey.
That's got to be for multiple seats, right?
I think it's for 5 devices, but I don't need that.
Right.
Right.
And what do you recommend? I know you have a couple that you always recommend.
Yeah, so Webroot, we've been hot on Webroot for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Less hot on it for corporations these days. Right. So for home, though, it's still a great product. We've been disappointed in its ability to help corporations lately. So we've moved away from WebRoot as an offering for our clients. But for home use, it'll be fine. It's roughly $25 a year.
Yeah, for one machine.
That's pretty fair. And do you have a link on your quick links?
Yeah, we can put a quick link over to WebRoot for you.
Yeah.
So you can take go to the right place.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm the one that called that time about the PayPal. And I went on Google. And you guys put it up on your quick links, and that was great.
Yeah, you get the right safe link.
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand it's a doggy dog world out there, and you're wearing milk bone underwear.
Okay. Now, quickly, I used to have K9 as a web filter. Does WebRoot have a web filter built in?
We tell you to stop using K9. Have you stopped?
Yeah, it was in my old computer. I never reinstalled it.
Yeah, so the alternative to K9, which was a web filtration service, is OpenDNS. The drawback of K9 is it produced these huge logs that tended to slow things down. So OpenDNS is the much quicker, faster alternative to K9 web filtering. So just configure that on your firewall and or your workstation, and you'll be in good shape.
And that isn't anything that you install. It's just you make some changes to settings either in your router or your computer.
Right.
And that's it.
Oh, okay. So it's not difficult to do because, you know, I'm
absolutely free too.
Oh, good. Okay. And this virus program here, I know that a couple of weeks ago you were talking about automatic renewals once they get your credit card. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
But when you sign up and purchase it, just keep your eyes on every dialogue and make sure that you're not checking by default any options to save the credit card there.
Okay,
now, it may ask you, and it may already have that option checked. Well, make sure you uncheck it. Or just keep an eye on the language on all those screens and see, you know, exactly at what point it's asking you to save that data. Because I'm pretty sure they have to ask you.
I would think they do.
And it's all different for every company. So we can't really give you, you know, rules about how to do this or not do it.
But the other thought, though, is this is a security tool. So when it comes to security tools, we would tell you to keep them regularly and automatically updated. If we had to go to every client and say after 12 months, would you like us to continue to protect your computer, sir? It would be both tedious and silly. It's like, you know, saying the guy who's got, if you've got a storage, you know, vault or something like that, you know, storage container, the guy's like, well, I'm going to take the lock off here, Ed. You didn't want to pay me to keep a lock on there, so good luck. I would tell you to, for security tools, have them automatic, especially for reputable companies, and WebRoot is one. I would recommend having it automatically happen so that you don't have it expire on you when you need it, because that's how Murphy strikes every time.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. I agree with what you're saying.
I don't mean Chris Murphy.
So I would have to go with it, and I need to uninstall McAfee before I install WebRoot.
Yes. Absolutely. Uninstall McAfee, reboot the computer,
right?
Then install WebRoot.
Okay, reboot. Okay.
Yes, uninstall, then reboot.
Yep.
So I would just go into start and programs and...
add, remove programs.
Okay.
And sometimes you have to run a cleaner, too. You're welcome.
And a cleaner? What are you talking about?
Sometimes McAfee wants to hang on for dear life. you may need to run a McAfee cleanup tool. We'll see how it goes. So if you have trouble removing McAfee, or McAfee, however you say it, we got a listener out there that every time, don't say it that way. McAfee, McAfee, whatever. If he doesn't want to go away, there's tools you can use to run that they make themselves, because sometimes their program doesn't uninstall cleanly.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, and enjoy this beautiful day.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And actually, technically, Chris Murphy can strike. So let's... we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about is posted live by Mike G. He's working his fingers to the bone, posting everything as fast as he can for you guys over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, which is the name of the show.com, which also works. He's also putting it over to Facebook. And if Zuckerberg deems it worthy and you've liked Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, we're broadcasting live on Facebook over at WTIC's Facebook page as well. But if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, Zuckerberg also approves of the news, and you're not in Australia, it should get into your news feed. And believe it or not, we're on Twitter. So if you've got time for that, I don't got time for that. But if you've got time for Twitter, you want to follow us on Twitter. I mean, I don't know who's got time for that. It'll get into your Twitter feed. And maybe it's easier for you. I have no idea. So all sorts of ways to get the information. Of course, make sure if you like the show, go over to WTIC's page and go to the Odyssey podcast area there. You can subscribe to our podcast, and you can actually go check out other shows as well and subscribe to their podcasts. So you never miss anything on 1080. It is kind of the beauty of being able to listen to anything, anytime, anywhere these days, because you can do it through podcasting. So if you can't catch Todd's show because you're not driving during that time, you podcast it. You can't catch our show on Saturday morning because you're not making a dump run, you podcast it, right? We understand. Mm-hmm. We understand. We're there for you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.